Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hey, Laura Beth.
Well, it is a somber week here in Nashville, and it's always a little interesting the way we record these episodes because we're not real time, and so some of this news already feels old by the time this episode comes out. But the reason I wanted to mention this was not only did the Nashville tornado obviously touch home for us, but a lot of our sweet listeners reached out
To make sure we were okay.
Check on us. And so, wow. Thanks, y'all. You're so kind.
Means so much.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Thankfully, for us personally, we were south of where the tornadoes hit.
Yes.
So, I mean, other than just hard rains and wind knocking a couple branches off trees, I didn't have anything major.
Yeah.
But I know people who did.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have a helium balloon that's stuck in my backyard in a tree and it's sustained. So,
oh no.
The balloon
the dog
still
keeps barking at
the
it.
The balloon still stands. But yes, many, many people are facing a long cleanup. And so, we have friends even that are part of an organization called Hope Force, which provides disaster relief, that was founded
here in Nashville.
And they have moved away and go to projects all over the country.
Anytime there's tornadoes or hurricanes, they show up to help.
They are like equipped for disaster, and they're
here
working back in Nashville. So it's kind of weird for them too. So if you are, there's lots of ways that you can help and give financially if you do not live in the Nashville area and can't help. Roll up your sleeves. HopeForce.org would be a great one if you're looking.
Because
for
we
something.
Literally know them personally. Like, they are very wise with funds and all of that. So, I wanted to mention that. And then I'm just blown away by a lot of the things I'm seeing this quickly that people are doing to help. And I saw a post on social media and I literally got goosebumps. It said, if you've recently moved to Nashville, you're about to see why we're called the Volunteer State.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that so sweet?
It's true.
Yeah.
There were people that just, I mean, story after story of strangers helping strangers, and the shock that people still, even if you live here, sometimes you forget how kind people can be.
Yeah.
And people even that lived through like the 1998 tornado, we're talking about the, you know, receptivity that people had towards one another to just help.
Yeah. And then we had that humongous flood in 2010.
Yes.
Where people rallied together.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
It's a time, you mentioned, like, it's a time for Steel Magnolias to rise up.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this
there were food trucks showing up, handing out food. I think even Bridgestone Arena was like serving out the concessions, you know, just like people that just had resources. You said there was like a auto.
Well, I've seen there's lots of different businesses that are proactively saying, like, One that I saw was an auto repair place.
Yeah.
That said, if you have, you know, damage to your car, come in and we will get you at least secure enough to drive it. You know, like, they're not replacing the glass for free, but we'll put the tarps on so you can drive.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Making it mobile for you. Wow.
Yeah. Just, it's a chance for people to give to their community. But anyhow, thank you all for checking in.
Yes,
and
y'all are so sweet. And we do hope that Nashville gets back on their feet. And you know what? I will say this. We're hearing a lot about Nashville. It's actually just a little bit east of us in like the Cookeville area. that really needs the most help.
The most help. They had,
you know, Nashville is our capital city and such a hot city right now.
East Nashville got hit, but people are talking about the worst.
Yeah.
So, Mount Juliet. Yeah.
Just so you know, even frame of reference for us locals that can tell you what the national news may or may not be saying.
Right. Right.
But anyway, well, thanks, y'all. You're very kind to check on us, and we are safe and very thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, total little side note, but on a lot more fun.
Yes, let's subject. Segue to let's our topic.
Get a little bit lighter than that one.
That one threw us, but let's have some fun and some Southern culture.
Well, I was given a book by a dear friend that I just wanted to mention called Platters and Boards. The author's Shelley Westerhausen.
Good job, babe. You just nailed that.
I think that's how you say her name. Anyway, it is beautiful casual spreads for every occasion.
This hardcover is gorgeous. It's the colors I love of cool colors, and it's the fonts that I love.
It is fun.
It's a great cover, yeah.
So this book, we've talked about these charcuterie boards being so hot.
They're so hot right now, like on trend. We're talking Instagram accounts, businesses, menu items. Like, this is the it thing.
Well, this book has so many different when I think of charcuterie board, well, from the name, I only think meats, cheeses.
Right.
But there's all these directions people are going with boards and platters.
Yeah.
So you can do, you know, brunch themes.
Yes.
Or parfaits or sundaes, all these different themes of fun little things that people get to build and interact with one another. So it's cool.
It's like where your creativity gets to shine. I mean, and I remember I didn't even know how to say charcuterie till like 2010, 11, 12, somewhere in there.
We used to hear very often.
It wasn't in my vocabulary at all. And I remember like a very foodie restaurant had it on their menu. And I just was like, I think I'll do this cheese
this
tray.
Board. That's funny. Well, this book even has a section that's called Southern Style.
Yes.
So that was why I wanted to specifically mention it.
Now they've caught our attention big time.
So I thought we would talk about how can you do a Southern style board?
Yeah. So cheese being sort of the mindset I think most people go to when they think of these, you can spin it, right? Like you can have pimento cheese.
That's right.
It doesn't always have to be like, you know, a hard or soft cut cheese. Like you could actually make something
any
up.
Any kind of what direction you want to go.
Yeah.
They even on this particular in their board, they include cream cheese with the red pepper jam on it, which we've mentioned on here before.
We do that at Christmas time a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one thing they have on here. They put peach preserves that you could add
so
with
good.
Your other cheeses.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. They have pecans and peanuts. I was thinking you could even have boiled peanuts if that's something you
so
like.
True.
I don't, but you could do that.
Some citrus.
Yeah. Lots of different.
Florida oranges, probably. My stomach's rumbling just talking about this. It looks so good.
So there's lots of different things you could do. But I got tickled thinking back to last summer. I was in Atlanta with some college friends. Mm-hmm. And we went to a show at Chastain, which if you're ever in the Atlanta area, check and see who's going to be doing a show at Chastain.
Awesome venue.
Because
awesome.
It is such a cool venue.
Yeah.
And you can literally bring in your own wine and food and set up a little table. And
yeah, they have tables.
They have
there,
tables.
Right?
That's right. They have tables and not every seat is with a table,
right.
But some of them have tables.
Yeah.
So people bring tablecloths and candles. Make it adorable.
Is that just kind of first come, first serve?
No, you buy your ticket or you're on the grass in the back. And even there you can bring food in.
Okay.
But
so
to
cool.
have the table set up, you're actually buying a table.
You know going in if you've got a table
exactly.
or not. Okay.
But we did, we brought in some things, some snacks and things. And my friend Sarah, who's the one who actually gave me this book, her husband is a big hunter.
Yes, he is.
He loves to deer hunt. He's
yes.
from Kentucky. And so when they get these catches of deer, they have them processed there in Kentucky by a Mennonite family. And they can do all kinds of things with the meat.
That's crazy.
But one of the things he likes to have them do is, with some of the meat, is make jerky.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and they can do it spicy and all these different ways. So she had some various deer jerky
yeah.
that she put out on her little spread that we were making.
Yeah.
And I got so tickled because she was like, this is a redneck charcuterie board. Anyway, in talking Southern style, I suppose if you wanted to add in some deer jerky or I anything like that.
Yes. Some bacon crumbles. Or
or even a lot of people put like pickled things, you know,
that's
like
a great idea.
You could do those bread and butter pickles. A lot of people like those in the
those
South.
Are my favorites.
Like there's a lot of different things you could do. But yeah.
That's so fun. And then I would just say, like, Pinterest, I'm sure, is exploding, with creativity.
Beautiful pictures, too. So don't be intimidated if your first one doesn't look like that.
So if you're like, okay, I've got pimento cheese. I was just going to say, that's so funny. You just turned to the deviled eggs page.
They have a whole spread of deviled eggs.
I was going to say deviled
eggs. I think this is so cute. So basically what they've done is they have a two different kinds of deviled eggs. One, just the basic. Actually, they have three. The basic deviled egg. One that is beet pickled, which our mom loves those because she loves beets.
Gosh,
so they made a few of them have that pretty red color.
Yeah.
Or purpley red color. And then some with the, I'm not sure if I pronounce it right, creme fraichée. Is that how you say
it? You did better than I would. So good job.
So, and then they have all these fun little toppings that you could put on the deviled egg.
Like
so
build your own deviled
absolutely.
Egg.
So it's got little beets or dill or jalapenos or chives, like different things, radishes.
This is a moment where I'm like, I feel like our ancestors would be proud of
we've
how
just
far
taken
we've come.
The deviled egg to a whole new
we've
level.
We've taken what they grew up with, but we have just continued to live off the land and make it even more fun and
they have little sesame seeds and blue cheese, like lots of different things, and you just build it the way you like it. Isn't that adorable?
That is so great.
So,
deviled egg boards.
There's a couple of Southern ideas for your platters and boards that you want to build.
That is so great. Well, I think I'm going to... I have a great board.
You do.
It's from Magnolia.
It looks like a big pizza board.
It does.
I guess you can do
it was a Christmas gift a couple of years ago. So I'm inspired. I'm gonna try some things. Mine is, it's circular and it doesn't have a lip. So I'm going to have to, you know, do it when I'm probably doing something at my house. But I'm excited to, and I'm going to be inspired and see what resonates for whatever next thing
occasion.
I'm hosting. I'm not going to just like throw something together. I want it to be right.
But it is fun to think about the different directions you could go. I mean, if you were having a birthday party for Jacob, you could do something kid friendly that's like build your own ice cream sundae
Well, and Easter's coming.
It's
March right now, but deviled egg board
that would
sounds
be
fun for Easter.
So fun.
So that might be the first one that I tackle, so don't put me down yet quite
okay
this early for bringing the deviled egg board, but that might be where I go. Well, we last week had the chance to sit down with a dear friend that is now in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes.
She used to live here in Nashville, but she does her own business doing these charcuterie boards.
Yeah, she just kind of started it thinking this would be a fun side gig, and it's taken over. Not only that it's her only gig.
Right.
Her husband is now
She's
thinking of
folded her husband
just being
in.
Full-time with her new business.
Yeah. So since her specialty is charcuterie boards, we thought, let's sit down and talk to her. So we went Facebook Live on our page. So you may have already even seen a little taste of this, of when she came over to help us build the board.
Yeah. Courtney Bowman is her name, and she has Raleigh Cheesy.
Raleigh Cheesy. So we wanted to share our time with her. And so this is our little chat with expert cheese board charcuterie maker, Raleigh Cheesy.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
We have a special guest at the table with us. We have Courtney from Raleigh Cheesy. And I'm saying Raleigh Cheesy because really that's what you guys need to know. I mean, you need to call her Courtney, but you can call her Raleigh Cheesy as well, right?
Yes, I get called that often.
him. So, y'all, we just built a charcuterie board.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Raleigh Cheesy over in Raleigh, North Carolina, can build these gorgeous boards for you.
We'll put a picture up of the one that we built on our Instagram so y'all can see the wonders of it. But you should follow Raleigh Cheesy on Instagram for inspirations. And we'll, at the end of our little conversation here, I'll remind everybody how you can connect with Courtney. But yeah, we just thought it was important to talk about this. It actually came up on an episode 3 weeks ago when we talked about, we had a multi-generational chat.
Ooh.
Yes.
And the millennial of the group, she said her go-to item to bring is a charcuterie board.
Because it's such a hit.
So trendy right now.
So she was telling us she lives on the 18th floor of a high-rise.
Only to leave it.
So she like saran wraps it to death. Mm-hmm. And then hops on her elevator and goes to whatever potluck or shindig she's headed to. So we were kind of cracking up, but that was her go-to.
That's what I do. I've used so much saran wrap in the past 6 months. Like,
I can only imagine.
So that's how you transport it?
Yeah. Well, I tend to go with boards that have a lip on the outside.
For travel.
If it's just at my house, I'm definitely using whatever I have. But if it has a lip and then my husband holds it and I just wrap it like I'm wrapping a toilet paper roll.
Almost. That is the same motion she gave us when she
Now, are you buying saran wrap at Costco?
I need to be. That's actually on my next,
next run.
But
yeah.
For sure.
So tell us, Courtney, how did you get started in making charcuterie boards?
Yeah. So I made my first one ever this past summer.
What?
Yeah.
That's so recent.
Yeah. July 2019. Sorry, I was thinking when my daughter was born. I made it for my daughter's second birthday.
Okay.
So July 2019, my mom was in town and she was like, we had both been following Nashville Cheese Gal for a while. And she was like, Courtney, I really think you could do this. Like, you should just try. You know, I love food and I love creating and making things. And I love those things together. And so she was like, let's just try one for Bug's birthday. And I was like, okay, let's try. So we went to Whole Foods and made this super bougie charcuterie board for a two-year-old's birthday party. And I loved, like, it was so much fun and it was so well received. And I was like, I need to keep doing this. Like, this is really fun. So I just kept making them for friends and family kind of throughout the summer. And then I made them for a couple of school events at the beginning of the year. So I'm the special events coordinator at my school as well. And there were a couple of like parent events that I had. And so I had to provide the food and I was like, I'll just make a cheese board for you guys. And
just a cheese board. I'll just make a cheese board.
I'll just do this. And so it was pretty well received by those people. And then October 1st, which was about 6 months ago, I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make a logo. I'm going to post every picture I have of every cheese board I've ever done.
Okay.
And call it Raleigh Cheesy because that's pretty obvious.
That name is adorable.
You know, like really cheesy, but Raleigh Cheesy.
Exactly.
Like it's clear we're based in Raleigh. Clear we have something to do with cheese. If people see that name, they should be interested.
Yeah.
And so I posted every picture I had, started following a bunch of influential people in Raleigh and just liking all their pictures to get them to just come look at my profile.
Wow.
And they did. And this like network of, there's this company called Offline. Actually, I think there's an Offline Nashville. They basically just post about things that are occurring around a city to encourage people to get offline and to like
love
go out
that
in their community.
Okay, cool.
So they reached out the day I posted my Instagram and they were like, we want to feature you on our email list and on our Instagram. And they send it out to like 40,000 people or something.
Wow.
And so I started getting orders within the week and I was not ready. I was like, I don't have a pricing list. I don't have a website. I don't have an email. I've literally already posted every picture I have. I don't have any more content. Like, SOS. What do I do? So I like call my friend Lindsay and I'm like, Lindsay, we need a photo shoot this. She's a photographer. I'm like, we need a photo shoot this weekend. Like, I'll bring the stuff. You just got to take pretty pictures of me. Like,
wow.
Help. So she takes this beautiful photo shoot of me, all these close-up pictures of board. I now have
pictures for a website. I now have like more content to post. I now have a pricing sheet, and I had to build a, you know, it all happened so, so fast.
Wow.
By, I think, January 15th, we'd hit over 100 orders, which is crazy. It's like 3.5 months of business, maybe four.
Wow.
So it was just fast.
Wow.
People love cheese. Yes. Is what I'm learning.
Well, one of the things I love about these kind of boards is it's hardy.
Oh,
you
yes.
know? So if you're so really hungry, it's going to satisfy that. Oh, it's not just having a little ranch dip and veggies. It's mm-hmm. like full on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Fill your belly with all the gorgeous goodness.
Yeah. What I love about them too is that they're very dietary compliant. So whatever kind of dietary needs people have, you can adjust it slightly.
Like and there are many different things.
Exactly. You can
talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
You can make a keto board if you want. You can do one that's just mainly focused on those meats and cheeses, and that's entirely keto friendly. You can make an entire vegetarian board that has absolutely no meat on it whatsoever, and people love that. You can also really easily adapt to gluten-free people. Like, there are incredible gluten-free crackers. We put some on the board today that are amazing, and it's very easy to just adapt a couple of things and everybody can find at least one thing on there. They are allowed to eat, you know? So that's what I love too, is there's a way to do it that makes it feel very hearty and welcoming. And one of my favorite things is that when you take these to parties, people immediately are bonding over them. Like, they're connecting, they're having conversation.
That's so true.
It's like, if you put like, this,
did you try the fig? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Okay. It's like a nice
interactive.
Yes. Too. If you're putting this in a group of strangers, like, those strangers will immediately start talking because they're all going to be trying different parts and interacting with each other.
So I just fell in love with it even more.
Yeah. It's a way to create community.
It's a table topic in mm-hmm. and of itself.
Exactly. So nobody, you know, like, you could put out chips and salsa and that's fine, but like, this is so much more fun.
Wow.
For your guests as well. Like, nobody comes away from this not feeling like they have had a great experience.
It is an experience, isn't it? It really, you know, as I'm just even looking at this, there's little building things that happen.
Yeah. Oh, so looking at the board that we built today.
So fancy.
We built it for a neighbor that Lainey had that's coming over tonight.
I did have that in mind when I went shopping.
And she wanted to do a board because this neighbor's from California, and the board she wanted to build was a collision of Tennessee and California.
Yeah. So I just thought that would be a fun.
There's pimento cheese, there's figs, there's hummus, but then there's also bacon jam, you know? I mean, there is a collision happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, when you look at this board, Courtney, what is like sort of something kind of, I don't know, like a staple or a foundation that you would probably always have? And then what would you call as maybe something unique that we did?
Specialty item.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So something I'm always going to have is this honey. That's why I wouldn't let us not have the honey.
The honey. Okay.
I always put honey on my boards or a sort of sweet jam. It complements cheeses really, really well and accents them. And I'm always going to pick a soft cheese. So we've got this lovely brie on here. You definitely want to have a soft, gooey cheese. Always choosing berries. So just for me personally, I tend to err more on the side of fruits over vegetables. Fruits, cheese, crackers tend to pair better together than veggies.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. And I wouldn't have thought of that.
So thinking about like cheese and wine, berries,
grapes,
it just makes more sense. Now that being said, like, if you have a group of vegetarians and they're wanting you to amp up the veggies on a board, by all means, like, so today we've got some cucumbers on here as well because we have hummus on the board. And so that goes really well with that. We also could have put like little cherry tomatoes on there or those bell peppers. Mm-hmm. Those are also great options if you're wanting a more veggie, produce heavy board. But I am always going with berries. So blackberries are a pretty big staple. Grapes are a pretty big staple, all different colors. Mm-hmm. They're like really great. I found these really cute, tiny green grapes, which I tend to like a little bit better than the big, huge ones.
Okay.
I just think they look a little prettier. They're not as like translucent. I feel like sometimes the big hearty ones almost look neon.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes the green, like the tiny ones look a little more subdued.
Yeah.
So those are really pretty, but also going with like raspberries and blueberries, and especially as we get into the summer seasons, like berries are a big hit.
Yeah.
I'm also, because I've never, I mean, besides that July board, and it was before I was doing this, I haven't had summer cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to be experimenting a lot with like a lot
pears
of different.
Pears and peaches.
Exactly.
And,
definitely pears. I'm going to try peaches out. We'll see if they work or not. I'm a little worried about their moisture content, if they would leak all over the place. But I have put dried peaches on the board before, and those are really delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I love peaches.
And always the salami. I mean, we've got some great salami rivers happening in this.
Is that what you call that? Like a salami river? It looks like a river. One of the things I think is so fun about these boards is there is a, you know, it's artistic looking and there is a flow, but yet everything isn't put next to what it's supposed to, in quotes,
go with. Right.
So it's, who's to say that you're, you know, you might be putting your pistachio into some honey and you didn't mean to do that, but it's right there. So,
and then you realize that it's great.
And that's your new favorite snack.
Yeah. This is just so much fun.
Yeah. That's one of the most fun things is people are always like, okay, what are your go-to pairings? And I'm like, well, yeah, there are go-tos that I have, but there are so many undiscovered ones that you might try that I have no idea about.
What are a couple of your favorite go-to pairings?
So some of my favorites are, there's a really great goat cheese at Trader Joe's called a blueberry vanilla chev.
Okay.
And even for people who don't like goat cheese, this is like a winner. And I always say, if you put goat cheese on a board, be sure to choose one that has a flavor attached to it, because goat cheese by itself can be really overwhelming, really tangy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like it just plain. So pick one that has an additional flavor. Like, I know during the holidays, Trader Joe's has a cranberry one. They have a fig one. But their blueberry vanilla one is there year round, and it is the best goat cheese.
Sounds very yummy.
Oh, it's so good. And it's the best price. So you get a whole 8-ounce thing of it for less than $5.
Wow.
Which is unheard of. So while you're saving money, you know, like save money on cheese, spend money on the fancy crackers, you know?
Yes.
So my favorite bite though, they have this cracker called a raisin rosemary crisp. That's so, so good. It's a raisin rosemary crisp. They also have a big and olive one right next to it.
Okay.
So either one is great in this bite. And then you put blueberry goat cheese, a little bit of prosciutto, and a drizzle of honey. And it's like the best bite of your whole life. You could have it for lunch.
I think I've had that cracker, and it's kind of hearty too. Yes. Like you could stack things on it and it's not going to break.
That's good.
So good.
So good. So fun. What do you love about living in Raleigh? Tell us a little bit about your city.
Yeah. I've been living there. It'll be 7 years this summer, and I love being directly in the center of the beach and the mountains. So I get to like, it's equal distance either way. I can choose 2 hours to the beach or 2 hours to the mountains.
That is a blessing. Wow.
And so that's really nice. And we're also like really close to a lot of really great East Coast cities. Like Charleston is not that far, and it's a great city. And then there's like Hilton Head is right there. And then we could also go up north and go to like Virginia Beach or go to DC. And East Coast just has a lot to offer along the South, which is
especially
really
in regards to food.
Especially in regards to food. Charleston, we went on our baby moon to Charleston, and it was some of the best
good
food
call
I've ever had.
Yes, I love Charleston.
It was so good.
Well, you do classes.
Yes, I do.
So if someone were in the Raleigh area, how can they connect with you?
Yeah. So if you follow me on Instagram, it's just at Raleigh Cheesy, R-A-L-E-I-G-H. That's how you spell Raleigh.
That's right.
How you spell Raleigh. I had to think about it. Raleigh Cheesy. And then we have a website, www.raleighcheesy.com.
Okay.
And I post all of my classes on a link in my website. It says upcoming classes. You can click there. You can see the ones I have coming up. I also list them on my Facebook page. I try to announce them when they're coming on Instagram as well.
You're a busy girl.
All over the place. I'm
busy
very, very social.
And a new mom and new business.
All the things.
Love it. And then if you just want to hire her to do your board, you can do that as well. And all different sizes, all different no matter how many you're feeding. I mean, have you ever seen images of the ones that are for,
like,
it fills the whole
huge
table.
Rectangles.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
I'm doing one in April for a wedding that is 16 feet long. That I'm really excited about.
Whoa. You'll have rivers of everything.
Oh, so many rivers. So many rivers. So many little jars. So many rivers.
Yeah.
All the things.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to see how that turns out. Yeah.
It's going to be a fun one. I think the biggest one I've done has been like 12 feet. So this will.
When did you say that is?
April.
April. Mm-hmm. We won't have to wait that long.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Next month.
Okay. Well, Courtney, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, this is so fun.
You schooled us, I would say.
And well, we had chatted about, like, you know, we wanted our Southern touches on the board, but people do all kind of themes boards. Mm-hmm. Like you were mentioning a brunch board to me earlier. That would be a fun
thing. That's brilliant.
Yeah, there's bagels as crackers.
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
Cute.
Yeah. 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 We want to do a biscuit board at some point.
So what a dream. Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Different jams.
Different jams.
And you could even have different butters.
If you don't follow, there's this girl called Reluctant Entertainer on Instagram. And she makes these huge, I'm talking like size of a whole table, circular boards. I don't know where she got this tray. It's the size of a whole human. And she makes these platters that are like dinner. So she's done like clam chowder in the middle with all these toppings.
What?
She's done like tacos. It's insane.
And I kind of love that name.
Reluctant entertainer. And I'm pretty sure it's a little, I don't know the background behind it. I'm like, this has to be sarcastic. She's like going over the top on literally everything.
That
is wonderful.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, we can't thank you enough. Like Laura Beth said, we are so excited to learn a few new tricks here.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, all right. Y'all go follow Raleigh Cheesy. We'll see y'all here next time. Bye.
Bye.